I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. House Speaker Michael Madigan fired his longtime chief of staff, Tim Mapes. That's after an employee publicly said Mapes made inappropriate comments to her. Sherry Garrett is a clerk in the speaker's office. She says Madigan gave one man too much power. Mapes ran Madigan's House operation, and he was a high-ranking official in the Illinois Democratic Party, which Madigan chairs. Garrett says she told Mapes a lawmaker was sexually harassing her colleague. Mapes then asked Garrett if she was upset she wasn't getting the attention.
I'm just someone who decided it was time to come forward. But there are all kinds of people that are behind me right now that you cannot see that are too afraid to come forward.
Madigan announced he fired Mapes less than 4 hours after Garrett spoke at a news conference. In other news, thousands of state workers will get paid for salary increases they were supposed to get as far back as 2011. Sam Duglaw has more.
During the financial crisis of 2008, workers in the AFSCME union agreed to temporarily hold off on raises. They later negotiated increases that were supposed to start in 2011, but the General Assembly never approved the spending, until now. Matt Luco works for the Illinois Department of Corrections. He says he's owed a few thousand dollars.
It's going to be nice to get it, finally. You know, I've been, like, putting off some home improvement stuff that I'll be able to take care of now.
When Governor Bruce Rauner signed the budget on Monday, he called the years-long delay unfair. But that's not the only money AFSCME members are owed. Rauner and the legislature are not approving money for longevity raises known as step increases. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
And the Illinois Appellate Court ruled against environmental groups seeking to stop a proposed 47-mile tollway between Illinois and Indiana. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Southern Illinois University system may undergo a change in leadership. The Executive Committee of the SIU Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting tomorrow in Carbondale to consider placing System President Randy Dunn on administrative leave and naming an acting president. In a written statement, Board Secretary Joel Samburski says after last week's Board of Trustees meeting, the board received additional information that leads him to believe for the health of the SIU system, a special meeting is necessary. Dunn told the Chicago Tribune he did not request the leave of absence and didn't know about Friday's meeting ahead of time. Dunn faced criticism in an editorial last month, which claimed actions he made on a proposed funding reallocation favored SIU Edwardsville and shut out SIU Carbondale. Dunn says he's not favoring one campus over another, rather working on behalf of the system. Since that time, State Representatives Terry Bryant, Dave Severin, and Natalie Phelps Finney have all called for Dunn to step down. Carbondale police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing person. Officers say 16-year-old Caitlin Dawson of Sparta was last seen Sunday around 9 p.m. in the 1400 block of East Walnut Street in Carbondale. She's reportedly been in the company of acquaintances. Dawson is 5'3", weighing about 120 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a black cutoff T-shirt, blue jeans, and sandals. I'm Jennifer Fuller.